Welcome, everybody. Shir number 827, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay. So we spoke about some morning cereals, not in reference to the milk. We said just real quickly to Chazar over, somebody eats regular cereal, not cooked. We're talking about regular cereal. You pour it from the box into the bowl, right, with milk or whatever the case is. So there are various different brachas. A person has to find out, how it's made. Because again, just to review real quickly, let's say corn flakes. Corn flakes, if it's made out of the flakes itself, actual pieces of corn, it will be a ho'adama, right? If it's actually made out of corn flour, then it would be a shahakal. As far as, let's say, if you're making a ho'adama, so as far as the milk, so just to review again real quickly, we said Rav Moshe holds, the milk is all bottled to the cereal. So as long as you put in the regular amount of milk, even though there's a little bit of milk left at the end, in the bowl, you could just drink that down. You don't need a separate bracha. It's all part of the original huadama. And of course, if you make a shahakal, on the cornflakes that's made from, flour, so then there's no question at all. But there's various different type of cereals we spoke about last time. Where to find out go to the Sarkei and OU, and they have these major kashrus organizations do have lists of cereals and so on. I just want to talk about one aspect of it, which is an important point to bring out, and that is it's actually a halacha in our Simen Reish Ches, right? We're going through Simen Reish Ches over here, and we're trying to apply to various different halachas. So in Simen Reish Ches, Siv Dalet, actually, right? So there's a halacha there which doesn't sound too applicable, that if somebody learns it, you'll think, this doesn't really apply. But we see that it does apply sometimes in reference to morning cereal. So what's that halacha? So tells us the Mechaber. Mechaber brings down two sheetas, but the Mechaber starts out and says, Ochal Dogon Chai, if somebody eats a grain, let's say a regular grain, whether it's parched grain, stewed grain, so it brings down the kaloya, or shalak, or vagarin, and shleimim. The point is over here that it's still a whole grain. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah just explains, you basically, let's say you have a grain of wheat, right? So you have this grain of wheat that might have been, whatever, like we say, kaloya, shalak, it was stewed, it was parched, or whatever the case is, but we'll see, sometimes by cooking it changes. But be it as it may, the point is over here, tells us the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tezvav, Ritzaloyma Shaloy Chilkan Metchila. It wasn't ground up, it wasn't broken up, it's still the way it was. It's a whole grain. It's the whole grain is still there. Veloy of Gamle Nismachu also wasn't crushed. Klal, Veloy Nismachu Klal, Alidei Habishal, and even, okay, we'll see, cooking is a little bit different, but even, let's say it was cooked and it's even a little bit, let's say, and it's just mamish stays the way it is, it's full, it's a whole grain. The point is over here, Agar Inim Shlim is a full whole grain, Enim Chashuvim, Enim Enon Chashuvin Lamozen. It doesn't, so it stays in the category, Elokishar Pri Adama Ninhu. It stays like in the category of other types of fruit. So we spoke about last time, there's three different categories, right? When you talk about the five grains. But let's say, for example, wheat, right? One of the five grains. So when it's ground up, when it's a whole grain, you have the whole grain, the bracha is bara pri ho'adama. That's what we're learning now. When it's ground up, right, and you eat the flour itself, we're going to see, we didn't even talk about that yet, but when you eat actually flour without making it into anything, the bracha is a shahakal. But when it's made into something, it's either hamoitzi or, when it's baked into bread, it's either hamoitzi or it could be mazonos, if it's baked into a snack type food or whatever the case is, or if it's cooked, right? Something that's cooked when the flour is ground up and then it's cooked. So then it's also mazonos. But now we're talking about, just sticking to our subject a minute, that it's a whole grain. I have over here a whole grain. Okay, fine. So however it was processed, but the bottom line is it's a whole grain and it stays a whole grain. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. So the bracha stays huadama. The bracha stays huadama. So interesting, two cereals in conjunction with that, and then we have to talk about the after bracha also. But in conjunction with the first bracha, which the bracha is a huadama on the whole grain, you have the whole grain. Good. You put some milk into it, and have a cereal. So you have two interesting examples on that. One of them is the Sefer Yetzirah Halachos brings down two of them. He brings down puffed wheat. He brings down the cereal called puffed wheat. Of course, you have to look at the hashgacha, assuming it's a good hashgacha. That would be, he brings down the puffed wheat cereal. Regular puffed wheat cereal will be ho'adama. And then he brings out something else called Sugar Crisp. There's something called a Sugar Crisp cereal. I think some companies call it Golden Crisp. Also, again, you have to make sure that Ashkacha is the right Ashkacha. But be it as it may, assuming it is, the Sugar Crisp or Golden Crisp, I think so he brings down also this Sugar Crisp. I looked into it a little bit. Some companies call it Golden Crisp. It's a whole grain. It's a whole grain, meaning that it stays a bracha of Ho'adama. It's Mamish Ho'adama. It's whole grains of wheat. So it's interesting to note on the Golden Crisp, actually, if you look at the box, it says a sweetened puffed wheat cereal. So there it is. It's puffed wheat, right? It's mamish, the whole grain, and it's sweetened with sugar or however it's done over there. Okay, so Lemaisa, these Sugar Crisp things, I don't eat them. I'm not so familiar, but Sugar Crisp, the Cocoa Crisp, I'm sorry, the Sugar Crisp or the Golden Crisp or the puffed wheat. So Lemaisa, they say like this, they explain. In other words, if you look into it, how it was made, they're made from whole kernels, like we saw, whole garinim shleimim, like whole kernels from the wheat. In other words, they're not ground up, right? So once it's a whole kernel, it's popped or puffed through a certain process. And since it's not cooked, right, when it gets cooked, it becomes, then it becomes, in general, even the whole kernels, once they start to, especially the Mishnah Berurah says, when they start to attach together and they get crushed up, fall apart, and so on, then it becomes a mezonos. But if the whole kernel is just put into milk and they're just popped and puffed and so on, however the process is, but it's not a cooking process, so it stays a ho'adama. So that's what he brings down. Now, very interesting to note that there's an Igris Moshe, Rav Moshe brings down in a tshuva, actually, in Erchaim Chelik Dalid Simin Mem Hey. I actually saw it. The Star K brings down this tshuva from Ramosha. Ramosha says over there, he talks about the Sugar Crisp. Again, Sugar Crisp, Golden Crisp, it's basically the same thing, from what I understand. And Ramosha says over there, even if one, the right thing is basically to make a Ho'adama. But if somebody made a Mizonos, it would also be good because of the whole process. And also, Bichlal, Ramosha says, that somebody made a mezonos, it's mazon. These cereals are eaten for mazon, for fulfillment, and so on. So even if somebody made a mezonos, Ramesha says they would still be yotze. Preferably, according to most, they do bring down to make a ho'adama, but on these specific cereals that we're talking about again today, the puffed wheat, the Sugar Crisp, Golden Crisp, which is, some say it's the same thing basically, one would make, since it's whole kernels, one would make a ho'adama, but if somebody does make in the end a mezonos, they didn't realize it, whatever, it would still definitely be good. So brings down Rav Moshe in a tshuva. Okay, we'll try and get next year, we'll talk about the after bracha, and how to work that in conjunction with these cereals. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tuv.